USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Texas man was arrested for planning a mass shooting at a Walmart. The Kerr County Sheriff's Office reported 28-year-old Coleman Thomas Blevins was arrested Friday in Kerrville, about 70 miles northwest of San Antonio, after investigators intercepted a message indicating he planned to carry out a mass shooting with a specific threat that included an unknown Walmart. North Korea state media accused the Biden administration Sunday of shameful double dealing by scrapping an agreement limiting the range of South Korea's ballistic missiles. President Biden and his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in, announced the termination of the revised missile guidelines. Patrons are free to say what they wish at Fiddlehead's Cafe in Mendocino, California, but if you do so wearing a mask, it's going to cost you an extra $5. The proceeds will be given to Project Sanctuary, a domestic abuse organization in the area. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
In tennis, if you don't talk to the media after a match, you face very expensive fines, even if mental health is one of your issues. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka has been fined $15,000 after she refused to meet with the media following her opening round win at the French Open. Osaka said on social media that she would be skipping media interviews during the tournament, citing mental health concerns. The organizations that run the Grand Slam tournaments announced the fine on Sunday, saying that the mental health of players is of the utmost importance to the tournaments. In a joint statement, the four organizations also warned that Osaka could face more consequences if she continues to ignore media obligations. Osaka is the second-ranked female tennis player in the world and is seeded second in the French Open. She won the first Grand Slam of the year, taking the Australian Open title back in February. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We wish you the best of health as we remember those soldiers that have fallen, keeping the dream alive this Memorial Day. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As many Americans enjoy the three-day weekend for Memorial Day, former veteran and U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett on Fox News reminds us to take a moment for those that gave all.
Is remembering what so many people have given the full measure of their lives for. And it is not simply for us to have a long weekend. You know, I was thinking and I was reiterating to my family of the oath that I took when I went into the military. And it started off simply that I swear to defend and support the Constitution of the United States against enemies, both foreign and domestic. These people, my fellow soldiers, my veterans, they gave their lives for the Constitution of the United States. This is the greatest country that has ever existed, but it is the greatest country for one reason and one reason only, because it was founded upon the greatest political document ever written, the U.S. Constitution, which is nothing more than a set of law and order. And when you go into some neighborhoods, law and order is synonymous with a racial slur. We need to get away from this anti-Americanism and begin to remember why so many people have given their lives. And it is not just so that we can enjoy barbecue and long weekends.
Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the military personnel who have died in the performance of their military duties. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.